Hey y'all, this is Dawn, aka the Inactive Nanny, coming to you guys once again live and in living color from Inactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. So this evening we'll be having story time, so if you will, grab the littles, or if you don't have them right now, you can always replay it, replay the podcast, replay the episode. But anyway, we're going to have story time this evening for our littles. And we're going to read two cute little books. The first book is entitled Fluffy McWhiskers Cuteness Explosion. I think I may have read this one before, but it's cute, so I'm going to read it again. So here we go. Fluffy McWhiskers was cute. Dangerously cute. Kaboom! Yes, Fluffy McWhiskers was so cute that if you saw her, you would explode. Kaboom! Elephants, snakes, platypuses, even cute little koala. If you saw Fluffy McWhiskers, so cute. Kaboom! This, of course, made Fluffy very sad and extremely lonely. She tried to fix her problem, an ugly sweater, a bad haircut, where, well, here goes nothing. But nothing worked. They only made her cuter. She even tried wearing a paper bag over her head. But that was ridiculously cute. Kaboom! Just when she thought it couldn't get any worse, they published her picture in the newspaper. That's when things got out of hand. Kaboom! Kaboom! Fluffy McWhiskers had no choice. She needed to go somewhere far, far away, where no one would find her. Eventually, she found exactly what she was looking for. Nope. Spoke too soon. You've got to be kidding me. Kaboom! Fluffy tried again. The island was perfect. True, volleyball was not so much fun. Getting her tummy scratched required a lot of work, and pizza took forever to be delivered. But Fluffy could eat, sleep, read, and even watch the stars from her super cute telescope day after day, night after night. All alone. Again, she tried to fix the problem. But, burp, she got hungry. There Fluffy sat day after day, night after night, getting cuter and cuter and fluffier. Sometimes she tossed a letter out to see to pass the test of time. This handwriting is so cute. Kaboom! Until one day Fluffy heard a very unusual sound. Arf! Arf! Fluffy freaked. Someone was on the island. Someone had found her. Someone was about to explode. Fluffy tried to run, but there was nowhere to hide. Arf! Arf! So she closed her eyes and waited. Huh, nothing. I don't understand, said Fluffy. Why didn't you explode, dog? I was going to ask you the same question, cat, replied the extremely cute dog. volleyball suddenly became pretty awesome. Getting her tummy scratched required a lot less work. Fluffy had finally found herself a friend. Oh, how cute is that? Kaboom! 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 And that's the end of the story. So that was Fluffy McWhiskers Cuteness Explosion, and it's authored by Stephen W. Martin, and the illustrations are by Dan Tavis. All right, so this is a night-night book for the little itty-bitty littles, the heartbeats. And it's entitled Sleep Baby, Safe and Snug by Dr. John Hutton and illustrated by Leah Bush. And it's really cute as far as the artwork on the cover. Cute, cute. All right, here we go. Tummy full, story read, yawn, stretch, time for bed. Warm in pajamas, lay me down, fresh, sleepy air all around. I love my crib both day and night. No pillows or blankets, just me, just right. On my back, so much to see. Moonbeams' faces smile at me. My blinkies calming, so's my thumb. A gentle touch, a soothing hum. Good night, Mom, Dad, Teddy Bear. You'll sleep soundly over there. One more kiss, one more hug. I drift to sleep, safe and snug. And that's the end of the story. And that was Sleep Baby, Safe and Snug. Okay, so this is the end of the episode for tonight. But we'll be back next week for another episode of Interactive Nanny's World. Until then, this is Don, aka the Interactive Nanny, signing off of Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. You guys be safe. Enjoy your week. Make it prosperous. Be happy. Laugh a lot. Have fun. Until next week, this is Don, aka the Next Nanny. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.